Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 164, How to Set a New Personal Record Every Day, part 2, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of 4 podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. Except on Fridays, where I answer your questions. That's my favorite part of the show, so definitely keep sending those questions in. Now, today's post is a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to part 1 from Wednesday's show, which is episode 163. All right, let's hear part 2 of this episode as we optimize your life. How to Set a New Personal Record Every Day, part 2. By Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. How Clash of Clans Will Improve Your Strength Training. If you don't play Clash of Clans, I envy all of your free time. In any case, I promise this will make sense if you've ever played any video game. In Clash of Clans, an interactive PvP tower defense game, your goal is to level up your village, upgrade your defenses, upgrade your armies, and then go attack other villages to gain more resources to continue the whole process. When you start, the upgrades come fast and easy, like with strength training. However, like with most games, sometimes you get to a point where certain features aren't yet, quote, unlocked. I was so eager to get a certain army unit that I skipped ahead, past what my village was ready for, and got the upgrades anyway. Because my village wasn't ready, I got my ass kicked in almost every battle. Since then, I've learned my lesson, and now only jump ahead when my village is upgraded and I'm ready to go to the next level of opponents. It's a much slower level of progression, but now I'm winning more battles all around, both on defense and on offense. I'm better prepared to handle the level of competition because I'm constantly taking teeny tiny steps to upgrade rather than massive upgrades that come along with making the next big leap. The same is true for almost any role-playing game. Just because you're at the right level to enter a new zone doesn't mean you're ready. You can still max out your armor, you can still level up your spells, and you can still get more stat-increasing jewelry, giving you a much better chance to survive and thrive. As with Clash of Clans and RPGs, the slower but more consistent you can make your progress with training, the less likely you're going to end up in a situation where you get your ass kicked. Here's how to do this in real life. Set a personal record every day. In this nerd's humble opinion, the best way to break out of a plateau is to avoid them in the first place. They're mentally draining, depressing, and can derail even the most determined rebel. So when linear progress isn't possible anymore, rather than adding 5 pounds a week to the bar, stalling for a few weeks, and then trying to push through, the goal instead is to find a way to make smaller increments each week. Instead of climbing stairs where you eventually will have a flat section, or riding a roller coaster where you're climbing up a ramp and then eventually drop down, instead what you want to do is ride up a ramp and consistently improve. Now, there are two big benefits to this approach. One, you don't have to overload your body too much, but you consistently teach it to expect to have to lift more and more each week, so it begins to expect it and thus adapt by preparing, by getting stronger, and repairing properly. And two, you don't have those down days where you wonder if you've stalled out, or those days where you take steps backwards. You are consistently proving to yourself that you are stronger and better today than you were yesterday. The goal is to increase the total capacity you lift each workout in some way. There are a few ways to do this. One, lift more weight per rep than last time. Two, lift more reps with the same weight than last time. Three, lift more total weight for the workout than the last workout. Four, lift the same number of reps, sets, and weight, but do so with less of a rest between sets. Or five, lift with better form. For example, a deeper squat with more range of motion, or a harder variation of the same move. As long as one of these metrics is higher than your previous workout, you have leveled up and grown stronger. For example, here are four of my workouts involving the overhead press. Workout one, 5x5x5 at 95 pounds. Workout two, 6x5x5 at 95 pounds. Workout three, 6x6x5 at 95 pounds. And workout four, 6x6x6 at 95 pounds. Each week, I just added one additional rep to my workout. Then, in workout five and six, the process resets itself, but at a higher weight. Workout five is 5x5x5 at 100 pounds, and workout six is 6x5x5 at 100 pounds. Although I'm picking up less weight per rep, but doing more reps, I'm thus doing more total weight. Be more like a turtle. You know the story of the tortoise and the hare? Slow and steady wins the race. It's boring as f, but when it comes to health and fitness, so freaking true. And turtles are cool. Ninja Turtles, Crush, the Zombie Turtle Kid, turtles are in right now. So check your ego and don't do more. To borrow from Paul Rudd's character in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, the less you do, the more you do. The goal is to increase by the teeniest of tiniest fractions each and every workout. This is so tough to accomplish when you're just getting started, as it's so much easier to throw a bunch of weight on and graduate and level up very, very quickly. This is when you get your ass kicked in Clash of Clans, RPGs, and in the gym. What's that you say? You don't do weight training? That's okay, though you definitely should. Let's say you're a runner. Keep track of your time. Run a few feet further than last time. Run the same distance in less time. Run lots of sprints instead of a long, slow run. What if you only train with body weight exercises? Awesome, I love body weight training. Increase your rep total by one each workout, then go way down in reps, but increase the difficulty of the exercise. For example, workout one might include 10x10x9 regular pushups. Workout two, 10x10x10 regular pushups. Workout three, 5x5x5 feet elevated pushups. And workout four, 6x5x5 feet elevated pushups. What if you only do yoga? Great, stretch a teeny bit further during your next routine and try to level up just one movement. Slow, steady, consistent progress. Today, I'm gonna be deadlifting the most I've attempted in close to 4 years. It's been a slow, steady climb over the past 8 months, but each week, the number has gone up in some way. How about you? In what teeny way are you setting a new personal record today? You just listened to part two of the post titled, How to Set a New Personal Record Every Day by Steve Kamm of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What I love about Steve's posts is that they're always so inspiring and they have this wonderful cue to action at the very end. Today is actually one of my off days, but now I'm like ready to go back and head into the gym and set my own personal record today. I'm not, because I know I'll just end up hurting myself, but he's right on track with all of this advice. Aim for those little wins. I've been there where I've tried to tack on too much too soon, and it set me back. I get injured. I get set back for months at a time. Then I have to start all over again. It's so not worth it. So I'm a really big fan of this approach. Now, I mentioned at the top of the show that I answer your questions every Friday in special Q&A episodes. If you want to send in your own question for me to answer right here on the show, just come by oldpodcast.com. You'll see a red bar along the side that says Ask a Health Question. If you click on that, you can record a question and send it in. It's totally free. It can be about diet, nutrition, fitness, disease prevention, stress management, anything along those lines, and it's super easy to do. Or you can call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Keep sending in those questions. It keeps me on my toes. I love hearing from you all, so thank you in advance. That wraps up today's episode and a two-part post. I hope you have a great rest of your Thursday, and I'll see you on tomorrow's Q&A show where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.